This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. Shalom Aleichem. Want to discuss a very important topic on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. That the way Abaye reads the Mishnah is saying two halachas. The Mishnah is saying on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Af haroitza lahadris chavira sheyoichel etza yomer loy, kol neder shani asa lidar hu batel hu vad sheyizach b'shas haneder. So the Mishnah sounded like it's one halacha, that if you want to force your friend to eat by you, then you say, any neder that I'm destined to make is batel as long as you remember it. So the Gemara had a simple question. If you're making that announcement, then the guy knows you don't. It's not a serious neder. So Gemara says the way you read the Mishnah is if you want to ensure your friend eats by you and he's refusing. If you make that neder, it's nidrei zerizin, meaning you don't mean it, and therefore the neder is not chal. That's the first statement of the Mishnah. It's a statement that stands by itself. In other words, you could make the statement that you better eat by me, otherwise. And that neder is not chal at all. You don't even need a Pesach for that neder. It's clear that you didn't mean it. And the second statement is, if you want your nedarim not to be niskayim the whole year, get up on Rosh Hashanah and say, any neder that I'm destined to make should be batal, as long as you remember it at the time of the neder. As long as you remember this stipulation at the time you made the neder. So Gemara says, if you remember you made the stipulation, then that means you're throwing away the stipulation. If at the time you made the neder, you remembered that you stipulated that you don't want your nedarim to be chal, that means that you're throwing away the stipulation. So Abaye reads it, as long as you don't remember the stipulation at the time you make the neder. Meaning, if you make a t'nai in the beginning of the year, that I don't want my nedarim to be chal, if you make a neder, they're not chal, as long as you didn't remember that you made that stipulation when you made the neder. Now the Gemara on the bottom of the page says, Rav Huna bar Chinana savar lemidrashei b'pirka. Rav Huna bar Chinana thought to teach in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, to make it publicized that you could get rid of all your nedarim by making this declaration. Rava said, what do you mean? The Tana hides it, and so that people should not treat nedarim lightly, and you're going to darshan it publicly? You're going to darshan it publicly? Fine. So basically, this seems like some kind of precedence for what we do for the procedure of Kol Nidrei, where we make a declaration. Now, first of all, the Gemara says you should do it on Rosh Hashanah. We do it on Yom Kippur. Why don't we do it on Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara seems to be saying the way this procedure works is you make a t'nai, any nedarim you are destined to make in the future, you don't really mean, and as long as you don't remember this t'nai, it's effective. Meaning, it has nothing to do with past nedarim. How can there be a process where you just make a statement, any neder I made in the past is batel? What do you mean it's batel? You need charata, you need to go to a chacham. It seems like the way it works is it works in the future. So what we're going to discuss today is Kol Nidrei. Why do we do it Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah? And is it working on the past or is it working on the future? If it's working on the past, how does that work? If it's working on the future, doesn't the Gemara say you shouldn't do this publicly because we don't want people to know that there's this option of basically nullifying all future Nedarim? So with Hashem's help, I would like to learn with you the Ran, the Rush, Taisus, and the Mukhe Yosef. Okay? I'm going to try to put it up on the screen. Let me get it up on the screen. Let's get the Ran you have on the page. Let me put this up. Okay, we're going to get up. Okay, 1 second. Just give me 1 second. So we got it up here on the screen. I want to share with you the Ran. The Rosh, Tosfos, and Mukhei Yosef. Let's see the Ran. The Ran is found on the 9th line. Olinyan Halacha, regarding the Halacha. Kaimalon Karava. We hold like Rava. What does it mean we hold like Rava? We hold like Rava's answer, that Rava gave a different answer than Abaye. He basically agreed with in principle to Abaye that you can make this tonight. He just had another way that if you made the Tanai in Rosh Hashanah and you don't quite know what the Tanai was, and now you made the Neder, so if you remember the Tanai at the time of the Neder, if you say, well, I want the Tanai to stand, then the Nedarim will be off. And if you don't say you want the Tanai to stand, so then you're being oikar the Tanai. But the Ran says, Hilkach naktinan, therefore we hold, Dechol shehisne metchila, anytime you make a Tanai in the beginning, and you say kol neder, any neder that I make should be off. B'shas nidroi shachach tanai, in the time of the neder you forgot your tanai. Nidroi batal, the neder is batal. Aval hisna al davra miyuchad, if you made a tanai on something specific. U'b'shas nidroi zoicher shehisna, and at the time of the neder you remember the tanai. Aval enya de amah hisna, you don't know exactly what you made the tanai on. Kol shalei amar al das vishan ani oisa. If you don't say you're doing it with the original das, afal pishenisker achakach, even though you remembered after, shal oisay davar shenader achshav hisna metchil levatloi, you're oiker the tanai, and you're mekayim the nether. Because since you remembered a little bit, you should have made the tanai and say, you should have stipulated and say that I'm doing it with the tanai in mind. Okay, what I want to get to is really the next statement of the Ran. Venira, shema sha'oimim k'tzas kihilas v'yom ha'kipurim kol nidrei. The minhag then in some kihilais, they say kol nidrei. It's interesting, he says in some kihilais. Nowadays, I think it's pretty widespread in all kihilais. L'davar zehi miskavnim. They are mechavin for exactly what this Gemara is saying. L'vato nadarim sheyidru l'achar mekantim. L'vato nadarim that you're menader afterwards. Ela shalashoyna meshubash. The language is corrupt. In other words, says the Ran, the kavana of Hataras Nadarim is to be mater future Nadarim. We're making a tanai that all Nadarim in the future should be batal. Why is the language corrupt? Shanir mil shaynam shehi matir Nadarim sha'avru. The language implies they're matter past Nadarim. Vezeh in lo inya, that's meaningless. How in the world could be matter past Nadarim? Elo le Nadarim habam l'achar mekein. It means future Nadarim. Okay, so the Ran learns Hataras Nadarim is to be Mvato future Nadarim. Elo sh'Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam ho yimasakein ha-loshoin, he fixed the Loshon k'dei she'yehei mashma'usoi lahaba, so that it should apply in the future. Loimar, as if to say, kol nidrei ve'asarei, any Nadarim and Isser, di asarna v'di charamna, di asrana v'di charamna, kulei kamatz, charamna. So it should imply in the future. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran learns that the Kavana of Hataras Nadarim is for the future. But to say it goes on the past is meaningless. Rabbeinu Tam, therefore, fixed the text to imply future. And says the Ran, Ein roi loimar kein, but it's not fit to say this out loud, because then you're going to be telling people that they could be matar future nadarim. And our Gemara says you know how to do that. Kedei shelo yekele roisham b'nadarim d'atana mistam lo sesume. The Ran says I got a problem with Rabbeinu Tam's hataras nadarim. What's my problem? The Gemara says you know how to publicize hataras nadarim. He quotes the Rambam that some Ga'onim say a Tanai before is not Mevatel, what you asked on yourself afterwards, only by Nadarim, but not by Shavuos. And some say that for Shavuos, it does work. Okay, so now there's a question, does this procedure work for Shavuos? Okay, Fine. So that's the opinion of the Ran. The Ran holds that Taras Nedarim works for the future. Rabbi Notam changes the grammar to imply the future. The Ran has a taina on Taras Nedarim. Doesn't the Gemara say you're supposed to hide this? Do you have access to the Rush? I think I forgot to... Do you have the Rush in the back of the Gemara? I would like you to see what the Rush says about Hatar Sandaram. The Rush. Let me see where I have it. Dav Chav Gimel. The Rush is found Paragimel Ois Hey. The Rush is found Paragimel Ois Hey. Says the Rush, Haroitza Shalay Yiskaimu Nadar of Kalashana, Yamid Barash Hashana, Vyamar Kal Nether, Shaniyasa Lidar, Kalashana Kula, Harehu Bato, Vavache, Zachar Bashasa Nether, Dover, okay. Says the Rush, first of all, Dover Masuyam Nakat. It picked a qualified language, unspecified, Tchilas Hashana. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah, V'adin B'chalei She'yirtz. It could be any time you want. U'lechol zman she'yikva. And any time you said it, Zachar B'shas HaNeder, if you remember at the time of Neder, Ikrei L'tnai, you are Bruta T'nai, and you're Mekayim the Neder. Few lines down, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam. V'haya oimer Rabbeinu Tam, Sh'al pi halach hazu nagu l'omer kol nidrei b'leil yom ha-kippurim l'has nois al nedarim shel shana haba. It's going on the future nedarim. Shem yidar ha-adam b'kasa, if a person makes a neder and kas, v'yia shechoyach ha-tnai, and he forgets the tnai, sh'lo yiskaimru nedarav, his nedarim will not stand. U'v'shvil sh'yom ha-kippurim miskabtsim kala'am, because the people gather on Yom Kippur, l'beis ha-knesses, no'agu l'oimroi b'yom ha-kippurim. The minhag is to say on Yom Kippur. So number one, we say it on Yom Kippur because everyone gathers, even though it's a little bit counterintuitive because the Gemara says you're supposed to hide it. And here, we're saying it on the most publicized day. But furthermore, v'gam atzinu b'sefer Yechezkel, d'kari le'yom ha-kippurim Rosh Hashanah. The In Yechezkel, we find that we call Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. V'higia Rabbeinu Tam b'machzorim. Rabbeinu Tam changed the machzorim. Not miyom ha-kippurim za ad yom ha-kippurim haba aleinu. Meaning, it should say from this Yom Kippur until next. V'loi k'may shahaya kasabayim. Not like it did say miyom kippurim sha'avar ad yom ha-kippurim za. And you, before Rabbeinu Tam came along, it said from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur. That's meaningless. How in the world can you matter in the Nedarim from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur? So Rabbeinu Tam came along with a red pen and he changed all the machzorim. Instead of miyom kippurim sha'avar ad yom kippurim za, it's miyom kippurim za ad yom kippurim haba. V'yimiskavnin la'atar Nedarim ulai avru aleim. Their kavana was to be matir nedarim, maybe they violate them. Uli not some an einish. V'zein oimayel. Doesn't help. Ki beheter nedarim b'inan shloisha. You need a bezdin. A yachin mumcha. You have a bezdin when you're matir nedarim? You have a bezdin? And don't you need charata to be matir neder? V'oi de'in chacha matir es neder ela charata? V'oi de'kayim l'grabo d'am pergishol d'soch l'farid es neder? Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah matters past. Kol Nidre is for the future, it's not for the past. So number one, you need three. Number two, you need Charata. Number three, you need to be mefarad the neder. Number four, va'oid, ha'chazen shem kol nidre mi'atu nedarov. Could somebody tell me if the chazen is doing the hataras nedarim, who's matar the chazen's nedarim? V'gam yesh loymer dinedrarna u'deishtabana koloymer mashani asad lidar lishava. Maybe you could also say that when you say that which I make a neder or make a shvua, it really means the future. It means the past and the future. Kolaymar mashani asad lidar ulishava. V'gam kula hoin is charatna b'hoin. You know what that means? Kolaymar I ashkach v'adar me'ata. If I find that I made a nether from now on, ani mischarid aleim, I have charat on them. U'masnen, I stipulate sheyu b'telen. Okay, so basically the Ran is saying, even without Rabbeinu Tam's fixing, the words dinidrano udishtabana imply the future. Why do we say it three times? Whenever the rabbis formulate something, it's always tripled. We're going to see that when they did the Ketziras Ha'omer, we're going to start Sfiras Ha'omer, when they did the Ketziras Ha'omer, they did it even on Shabbos. And they would say three times, Magal Zu, this sickle, Magal Zu, this sickle, Magal Zu. Kupa Zu, Kupa Zu, Kupa Zu, Shabbos Zu, Shabbos Zu, Shabbos Zu. Aye, why do we say V'nislach? Bishlama, before Rabbeinu Tam changed the machzer, we're trying to uproot past Nadarim, so we're asking for Slicha for past Nadarim. But if the procedure is working on future Nadarim, why do we say, V'nislach l'chaladahas b'nei Yisrael, Masha'imra v'nislach l'chaladahas b'nei Yisrael, lo yishe yitzarech ata kapara. It doesn't mean you need a kapara now. Eloshem yidar Nadarim, b'zu ashana. If you make nedarim this year, the yishkach habitul, and you forget the bitul, fa'amim she'enu nizar benidrai, and you're not over, and sometimes you're not careful in the neder, va'over 11, you violate it. So you'll say, but why do I need kapara? Because I'm mevatel it from the beginning. The answer is because at the time you were mevatel it, you didn't realize, meaning at the time you violated the neder, you forgot that the neder was not chal to begin with. So it's like somebody who thought he was eating treif and it turned out he was eating kosher, that he needs kapara. So the kapara is not for having violated past nadarim. The kapara is, you might forget that you nullify future nadarim, violating it, thought you violated it, turned out you didn't violate it, so the kapara is for violating a neder, which really is not chal. V'afal pi shekvar batlu tzarechu kapara kedamrin perek basa de kedushin, zeh shahaya savar lecho besar chazir, v'ala b'yada besar tleh, shetzarech slicha. Okay. Now, fine, that's the Rush. The Rush says that Rabbeinu Tam understands the way it works is on the future. But then the Rush says a few lines down, Miu nira keminag hakadmonim. I disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. For hundreds of years, the Machzor said, Miyom kippur sha'avar ayom kippur zeh. So therefore, it would seem like the minhag of the kadmonim, the lashon kol nidre meichiach sheniskan al nedarim sha'avru aleihem b'shana sha'avra. It's going on past umatirin oisan, and we're matir it kedei linatzam an oinesh. That's why we say it three times. V'gam oimer v'nislach l'chaladas b'nei Yisrael. Why? Kitzrichen kapara oisen sha'avru. Not like my innovative pshat, it's going on the future, and the kapara is because you might, at the time you violate the neder, you think you're violating it, so you need kapara. It's going on the past. You need kapara for violating past nedarim. Ah, you need charata. You don't think the guy in shul on Yom Kippur is having charata? It's Yom Kippur. Why do you think we do it Yom Kippur? I know the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, but since this is, the Gemara is talking about future. When the Gemara is talking about doing it on Rosh Hashanah, it's future. But when we do it for the past. And you know why we wait for Yom Kippur? Because on Yom Kippur, people actually have charata. Anan sadi. We're all witnesses. Shikomisha avar al nidrai. Anyone who violates his neder, who mischari me ikarai, he is regretting from the beginning. Kedeli hinatzel me oinesh, in order to be saved from punishment. Aye. Don't you need three dayanim? Uma shehiksha debin and shloisha had yoitois? Hare kola koloi moisa yishish levade belachash. Says a rush, that's why Kol Nidre is not a concert. If it was a concert, you could ask, but only one guy saying it. Everyone has to say Kol Nidre along with the chazan. And everyone, therefore, by doing so, is matar the neder. The pasandarim v'gama chazan, he says hare kala kala oimer moisai ishish levade belachash. Everyone's saying it quietly. V'gama chazan nami hakol matirin loy. Aye, but Rav Papa says you have to be mefarit the nether. That's if somebody made a nether. Hani mili. That's where the noider comes before the sage. The din that you have to be mefarit the neder is when you come in front of a chacham in a case where you want to matter dvar mitzvah. But Yom Kippur night, the Karban Nesanel says, we're not trying to be matir divrei mitzvah, we're trying to be matir nedarim, full, just straight up raw nedarim. The din of being mefarid and eder is for nidrei mitzvah. Because you could ask, according to the Rush, that kol nidrei is to be matir nedarim, but we just did hataras nedarim. So he says, Kol Nidre doesn't work on Nidre Mitzvah, because you're not mefarid it. Kol Nidre works on real Nedarim. So he says, so why do we do Hataras Nedarim? Maybe that's for Nidre Mitzvah. You say, but once we do Hataras Nedarim, why do we need Kol Nidre? Maybe because in order to be Matir Nedarim, you need Charata. And what better time to get a real good Charata than Leil Yom Kippur? So maybe the according to the Rush, you know, it's interesting. Basically, Kol Nidre and Hataras Nedarim is the same thing. According to the Ran, it's two totally different procedures. Hataras Nedarim is past. Kol Nidre is future. Is future. Why do you do it Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah. But the Rush says no. He doesn't want to change all the machzorim because he bought it, you know, he has to change all the machzorim. They're expensive. Rabbeinu Tam had the guts to change all the machzorim. He changed it from Yom Kippur Sha'avar, Ayom Kippur Zeh, to Yom Kippur Zeh, Yom Kippur Lehaba. That's what Rabbeinu Tam did. But the Rush likes to keep the ancient custom, and he understands the way Kol Nidre works, it's going on past Nadarim. Now, I want to share with you, you know, maybe if you have a chance, you'll take a look at how Tosfos says this. But I want to share with you a third approach to Kol Nidre, and that is the Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef is found over here. You see where my cursor is, the icon? This is the Nemuke Yosef. Make it a little bit bigger even. V'yoyser nira loymar, says Nemuke Yosef, l'fi haminog v'lashen hanogboy. Nemuke Yosef is also afraid to tamper with the nusach, to change the nusach. He says, it's more logical to say, according to the minog and the lashon, and that which it's written in the Seder of Amram, she'ein oymar kein loy b'derech nedar ma'koidmin. We're not undoing past nedarim. V'loy b'derech t'nai nedarim ha'asidim. We're not abolishing future Nadarim. The Ran says it's like what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Haroitza Shalay Yiskaimu Nadarv Kalashana Yamad Brashashana Yamad Kal Nadar Shani Asad Lidar. That's the Ran. And Rabbeinu Tam changed the Gersa to fit in with that. The Rush says he would go like the ancient Gersa, that it's the undoing past ones. And you do have Charata. And that's why everyone says it quietly. So Nebuke Yosef says, I have a different pshat. Ela sha'armim kein derech tefila, it's a prayer, la HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalo yikashuv lo yi'ancho al nadarim Hashem. Please do not allow us to stumble and be punished because of past nadarim that we did in the past year. Hashem, we pray to you. Don't hold it against us. And we say it three times. It's a vidoy. It's a vidoy. We made the nadarim. They were not being matter them. But Hashem, be merachim on us. Don't cause us to be punished because of it. So the Ran says it's abolishing future nadarim. According to the Ran, it's the least emotional. It's just like a technical. You know, we have a good chap. We learned the Gemara nadarim that somebody wants to make sure that the nadarim are not chal. They can make the stipulation. So that's what we're doing Yom Kippur night. The Rush says no. It's we're undoing last year's nadarim. Where's the charata? It's Yom Kippur. We're mescharet. Where's the bezdin? Everyone is saying it. That's why we're asking for kapara. According to the Ran, why do we ask for kapara? What did the Ran say? Why do we ask for kapara in the Ran? So the Rush explained the Vinislach. It's not that we need kapara. All right, that was the chiddush of the Rush. The Rush said because you might forget that you made the tnai, and in your mind you actually violated the nether, so you need kapara for the avera in terms of what you thought. So I just want to share with you halacha lemaisa. What do we do for kol nidrei? The Mechaber says in Tafresh Yotes Leil Yom Kippur. The minhag is to say, "B'yeshiva shalmala, b'yeshiva shalmata, al das hamakom, das hakol, anu matirim l'sal bar yonim, minhagim sh'omer kol nidrei." Fine, says the Mishnah Berurah. The early minhag was, we say from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur, and the kavana was to be matir past nedarim and shvois. Rabbeinu Tam asked on this. He changed it. Miyom Kippur zad, Yom Kippur maba. Now that t'nai only works if you don't remember at the time you make the nether. If you remembered, it doesn't work. What's the minog? The minog is like Rabbeinu Tam. We say Miyom Kippur zeh, Yom Kippur haba. And accordingly, you should say di nedirna udi mishtabana in the future. The Magen Avraham says, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could say dinidarna, because that's also mashma in the future. Right? I think that's what the Rush said. The Rush said that even without Rabbeinu Tam, even without Rabbeinu Tam's change, dinidarna shabana still means the future. And that's how the Magen Avraham paskins. According to that, you have to say it quietly with the tzibur. Now, we had that the Rush said if it's working in the past as a bezdin, of course everyone has to say it quietly. But even in the world of Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's working for the future, everyone has to say it quietly. Why? The tnai of the shliach tzibur will not help for the tzibur. You have to say it yourself. I don't think most people say it. I think most people, they hum it. They're not sure what to do. I don't think it's clear to people that they have to say it quietly, right? Is it? I think people like they feel they're not getting their money's worth if they're, you know, they're not hearing the chazan. Now, the Mechaber also says that the minhag is to say kol nidrei while it's still day. Why? Bishlama, according to the Rush, that it's hataras nedarim. I understand why it has to be the day. Because hataras nedarim is only biyayim. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Hataras Nedarim. It's a T'nai about future. So why would it have to be during the day? Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and it's for the future, it's a little bit like Hafaras Nedarim, that you don't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tif or Yom Kippur. So you should still do it during the day. So that's very interesting. We be'ikr go like Rabbeinu Tam, which is more revolutionary, because the original text of Ataras Nadar of Kol Nidre was from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur. So we, in principle, hold like Rabbeinu Tam that it's going on the future, which is not like the original text of Kol Nidre. And even if it's going on the future, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it quietly. The T'nai of the Shliach Tzibur will not help for you. And you should also try to start it during the day. But it does, there is a Shita on the Rishonim, the Rush, and this was the original understanding of Kol Nidre, that it's going on the past. And the Nemukei Yosef says it's like a tefillah for the past. In any event, we'll hold it over here for this presentation on Kol Nidre. So we have three shitas. We have the shita of the Ran that is going on in the future. Rabbeinu Tam changed the Gersa to make it going on the future, because there's no, it's not possible to just stam make a declaration and be oiker pas nedarim. The Ran had a kasha that, how are you allowed to do this publicly, but you have to hide it. You know, what do you do with that question? The Ran had a taina on this procedure, that this is something that you're not allowed to do publicly. Let's see. Now, the Ran's question of how could you make this public is l'shitase, that it's going on the future. But according to the Rishonim, that it's going on the past, of course you're allowed to make it public. The Tosfos Rid says the fact that we say Kol Nidre publicly, that's a raya, not like the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not going on the future. It's going on the past. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach. Thank you very much, Yehuda. Shkayach. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.